why we should pray for and expect a measure of their grafting in again, I believe that sometimes Christians go too far in their political support for a nation that has more individual enmity for Jesus Christ than perhaps any other nation on the planet. The average Jew has more animosity toward Jesus Christ than any other person living. And you can understand why. How do you feel about someone who tries to usurp the place of Jesus Christ? What time would you have for a person who comes and says, I am the Messiah, and they're not Jesus, the Son of God? You have no time for that at all. You're intolerant right there. You can't have any time for that. And this is their perception. They're still awaiting a Messiah. Jesus is a usurper. And so they're not indifferent to this. They despise Jesus Christ. Their logical conclusion of their faith is to despise him as a usurper. Thus, I issue these words as a warning, simply, that our love for Israel must be tapered by Scripture. And you read Romans 9 through 11 very carefully. And Paul has already wrestled with, but is now putting it before others to wrestle, the sovereignty of God in the calling of individuals in his election. And his electing grace is not specific to a people depending on the family line that they have. But Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. It's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that shows mercy. And having that in view means we must be very careful, and I say this in relation to the politics of the day that is so desperate to have people on one side or the other. You're either pro-Israeli or pro-Palestinian, and it's trying to get a bias. And God's people must be very careful, I say, to not enter into this political black and white, for or against one side or the other. Because God has an elected people among all nations. He has people in Israel he has saved and will yet save. He has people in Palestine he has saved and will yet save. And all the surrounding nations are people that need evangelized. They need Christ. And while God has a particular purpose for Israel and has bestowed upon them tremendous blessings and privileges and has made it clear in his word that there's still a future expectation of a gathering in of this people so uniquely blessed, yet it is not to the exclusion of our heart, burden, desire, love for other people of other ethnicities. All need Christ. Christ is the great uniter. He is the Israel. He is the one who creates a nation under himself. He gathers them all in, whether Jew or Gentile. He makes them his own.